Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Exodus chapter 8 in verse 20, and today we'll read about the plague of flies. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Get up early in the morning and confront Pharaoh as he goes to the river and say to him, 'This is what the Lord says, let my people go so that they may worship me. If you do not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies on you and your officials, on your people and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians will be full of flies. Even the ground will be covered with them. But on that day, I will deal differently with the land of Goshen, where my people live. No swarms of flies will be there, so that you will know that I, the Lord, am in this land. I will make distinction between my people and your people. This sign will occur tomorrow.' And the Lord did this. Dense swarms of flies poured into Pharaoh's palace and into the houses of his officials. Throughout Egypt, the land was ruined by the flies. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, 'Go, sacrifice to your God here in the land.' But Moses said, 'That would not be right. The sacrifices we offer the Lord our God would be detestable to the Egyptians. If we offer sacrifices that are detestable in their eyes, will they not stone us? We must take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, as he commands us.' Pharaoh said, 'I will let you go to offer sacrifices to the Lord your God in the wilderness, but you must not go very far. Now pray for me.' Moses answered, 'As soon as I leave you, I will pray to the Lord, and tomorrow the flies will leave Pharaoh and his officials and his people. Only let Pharaoh be sure that he does not act deceitfully again by not letting the people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord.' Then Moses left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. And the Lord did what Moses asked. The flies left Pharaoh and his officials and his people. Not a fly remained. But this time also, Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not let the people go." And now let us turn over to the Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 91. "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, 'The Lord is my refuge,' and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And now let's turn over to the Gospel of John. Today we are reading John chapter 19, and we're supposed to start in verse 17, but I just realized that I did not read all of verse 16 yesterday. The title in my Bible says, The Crucifixion of Jesus. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priest of the Jews protested to Pilate, Do not write, the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. Let's not tear it, they said to one another. Let's decide by lot who will get it. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, Here is your mother. From that time on, the disciple took her into his home. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here, as we read about the crucifixion of Jesus today, it was very difficult, but I was reminded of the importance of knowing Scripture and of seeing the prophetic witness of the Old Testament in the New Testament. Here, they're fulfilling Psalm 22:18, which reads, They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. You see, the Roman soldiers, they didn't want to tear the seamless garment, so they decided, okay, we'll just play a game of dice and figure out who is going to get the garment. But what they did not understand is that many years before in Psalm 22, this messianic psalm, this psalm about the Messiah, was written, and they were fulfilling the prophecy that the lots would be cast and that one person would get the garment. This is also the psalm that starts with, my God, why have you forsaken me? Which is something that Jesus says from the cross. And I believe it is a statement that helps us to think about our apparent forsakenness before God. And I believe that when Jesus quoted this from the cross, he wanted the people to go to Psalm 22 and to think about it in light of his crucifixion. Tomorrow we'll get to a point where we hear the words, it is finished, from Jesus's lips. And this is very similar to the end of Psalm 22, which reads in English, he has done it. And so I think there's a correlation there as well. So many beautiful correlations of the prophetic word of the Old Testament here being fulfilled at the crucifixion of Jesus. Let's turn now to prayer. Today we're praying for our friends and neighbors, our fellow church members whose names start with D. So I'll give you a second to think of someone whose name starts with D, and then we'll pray for them. Father, we now pray for those whom you have brought to mind. We ask, Lord, that they would dwell in the shadow of the Almighty, that you would be their refuge and their strength. We pray, Lord, that you would give them faith and that you would help them to exude the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for our fellowship. Thank you for your word. We love you and pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.